Hello?
Hello, my name is Kenya, returning your call from customer support. How could I help you?
Yes, I'm getting charged for two watches that I did not purchase or order.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am. I'll be more than happy to look into that for you. Could you provide me with your zip code, please?
28792.
Okay. And could I please have your first and last name?
Jenny Griffin.
And you said that was Jenny Griffin?
Griffith, I-T-H.
Okay. Okay, thank you for being patient. I'm just looking into this for you really quickly. And just to make sure I have the zip code correct, that was 28792?
Yes.
Okay. And let me see here. You know, just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
6 Countryside Drive, Hendersonville, North Carolina, 28792.
Okay, so I do see those two smart fitness trackers that was ordered on April 23rd, and you said that you didn't order those?
Well, I've got a charge on there for two that were ordered today for $69.
Okay, well, yes,
$64.
Yes, ma'am.
So the one, and I didn't have an option not to pay for those other ones. They said that I had to pay shipping and handling. I got a survey thing that I took, and it said that they were supposed to be free. And then it said I had to pay shipping and handling. And then it said, oh, you get another one. All you had to pay is shipping and handling. And then you get some earbuds. And it didn't let me cancel it or say anything. It didn't let me not order this stuff. And I didn't want this stuff. So they sent two watches. I never got earbuds. And now I'm getting charged $69.62. For stuff that I've never ordered, that I didn't want.
Yes, ma'am. I'm seeing here that you wasn't built for the earbuds, so that's most likely why you didn't receive them. And for the two fitness trackers, so once you paid the shipping for those two products, that did start a 14-day trial. And then after the 14 days, you were billed the full amount of the product, which was the charge that you received on today.
Yeah, none of that was explained to me, and I didn't want the stuff, but it didn't let me get out of the question. And the only option was to accept something. I'm not paying for any of that. I've already canceled that credit card, so you're not getting anything for it. If you want to send a box to take something back, you're welcome to, but I'm not paying for shipping and handling. I'm not paying for any services. I didn't want these things.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am, I understand.
And I don't want anything else billed to me, shipped to me. I want my mailing address, my name, everything off of all of your company's things. I'm actually very ticked off that I'm getting charged for stuff that I was never told about or asked about or wanted.
Okay. And
I know it's not your fault. I'm not yelling at you.
And is it okay if I place you on a breath hold?
That's fine. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you for being patient. So I understand that you did cancel your card. Was a dispute made?
Oh, yeah, I disputed the charge because I didn't order anything. It told me to take a survey. I got a free gift, and the free gift is apparently not a free gift. It's just charging me for all kinds of things. So I disputed the charge, and I've canceled everything. I've canceled that credit card so it doesn't get further charged from this company.
Okay, well, yes, ma'am, I understand. So we'll be more than happy to do a refund for you, but we would need to have your bank on the line just to verify that they are willing to drop the dispute, and then we'll be more than happy to do a refund for you.
Well, I don't know how to even stop that. All I did was make sure that the charge isn't going to go through. I don't know what I'm paying for, considering I'd...
Yes, ma'am. And I do understand, but with disputing the charge, we would just need to make sure that they are willing to drop it before we could do the refund.
Well, I'm disputing the charge and I'm not paying it, and they're going to be on my side, so there's nothing to refund because you're not going to be able to charge me.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. Is it okay if I place you on another brief hold really quickly?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Well, if you were still wanting a refund, then you would need to call with your bank on the line to verify that they are willing to drop the dispute. But there won't be any further charges. It was just the one-time payment of the full amount of the watch.
Which I don't understand. Why am I being charged for the full amount of the watch when I didn't authorize this anyway? They charged me $19.95, $7.97, and $6.97, and they did charge me the $19.95 for whatever these earbud things were or whatever it was because I've got charged for it. There's
right, so, yes, ma'am. That wasn't earbuds. That was a lifetime warranty for the watches.
Oh, that's right. They charged me that as well, which I never said I wanted. I couldn't click out of any of that, except there was only button to get off of there was to accept these charges that I didn't want.
Right, yes, ma'am, and I understand. But the reason that you were billed the full amount for the product is because once you pay the shipping for the product, that does start the 14-day trial, and then you're billed the full amount of the product.
Which I was never told anything. None of this was talked to me, explained to me, texted to me.
Yes, ma'am. There was a box there on the website that did state about the 14-day trial and that you understood that you would be billed the full amount of the product.
Well, I didn't see it because if I did, I wouldn't have agreed to or accepted it. So if it was tiny little notation somewhere at the bottom of something, but that was no, like I said, the only thing it said to me was take the survey and you win something.
Right. Yes, ma'am.
Like I said, I mean, y'all are welcome to send boxes and pay for the shipping to get these things sent back to you. That's fine, but I'm not paying anything else.
Yes, ma'am, and I understand. There aren't any returns or anything on the watch, so once you receive those, they are yours. And again, if you were wanting the refund, we would just need the bank on the line to verify they are willing to drop the dispute, and we'll be more than happy to do a refund for you. And was there anything else that I could do for you?
So at this point, if I do nothing else, my credit card is closed, your charges won't go through, and I won't be charged for anything else. And they don't want me to send these back.
Right. No, ma'am. There isn't any returns on those. As far as the charges, I'm not sure whether they'll go through or not. I'm assuming not, with the card being canceled. Yes, ma'am. So I'm guessing that there won't be any more charges. But with you disputing, they will get in contact with us to verify that these are valid charges. And most likely the temporary credit that they normally give when a dispute is done, it will be basically taken back because the charges are valid and you got billed the full amount of the product because you did agree to the terms and conditions that you understood that you would be billed the full amount.
Yeah, except for I didn't know that. Didn't say anywhere on there. That screen had like four things that there was nothing on there that said that. And there was no way to get out of that screen except for the only button you're allowed to click was the accept button.
Yes, ma'am. We would have been more than happy to do a refund for you. But with it being disputed already, we would have to have the bank get in contact with us to verify that it's willing to be dropped.
So basically the scam is that you don't tell anybody what the real charges are, and then they get hit with it later and they think there's nothing they can do about it. And so they just get stuck paying overpriced for watches that on Amazon don't even sell for $30.
Well, no, ma'am, because the terms and conditions are on the website, and it does state about the full amount of the product.
I wasn't on a website.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. If you would like, I can go ahead and give you the direct website for you to check to see that the terms and conditions are there, that they are there.
Be there, but I didn't search you out. You sent me stuff, and there was no terms or conditions on the text messages that I got.
Right, yes, ma'am. And so when you went to check out, there was a little checkbox there. It did ask if you were 18 and older. That same checkbox did state about the trial and that you would be billed the full amount.
What? Okay. When is he bringing you back?
I don't know.
Well,
I mean, before tomorrow.
Okay. I'm saying
all that.
Love you.
I want cereal and pull out.
Yes, ma'am. I do apologize about you having a bad experience with the company.
What company is this even? I don't even know what this company is.
Well, let me see. It looks like you got the Smart Fitness Tracker. Okay, so the name of the website is Prime Wireless Earbuds. And that's the website as well. But yes, ma'am, I do apologize about that. Was there anything else that I could look into for you?
You said it's Prime Wireless Earbuds. Is it like primewirelessearbuds.com or what?
Right, yes, ma'am, .com.
No, I'm not seeing anything come up. No, I just say there it is.
So that's Prime Wireless Earbuds, and that's all together, and it is an S on the end of earbuds.
Prime Wireless Earbuds, and it's Prime?
Yes, ma'am.
And how did they get my email or my number to solicit this information to me? Because I did not contact them.
So when you went to order the two smart fitness trackers, it asked for your email address.
But they contacted me first. I didn't contact them. How did they get my information to Steve and send me a link to do a survey to get a free fitness watch? Because I didn't search out a fitness watch.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, yes, ma'am. I wouldn't know that. I'm assuming that it was just advertised, and then it was sent to your email, but I'm not sure of that.
Because I didn't get it from my email.
Yes, ma'am. I'm not exactly sure how that information could have been sent to you.
From Prime Fitness Watches and shipping information, and nothing in here about Apex Health Pinnacle. So they charged me $7.97 for a fitness tracker.
Yes, ma'am.
$6.97, and then they charged me $19.95. And like I said, this is from apexhealthpinnacle.com.
Right, so it was the two fitness tracker. One was for $69.87. The other one was for $64.87. And then it was the $19.95 charge, and that was for the lifetime warranty for the two watches.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I want all of my information removed from Apex Health Pinnacle, from Fitness Tracker, whatever all these things are, the Prime Fitness Watches, earbuds.
Yes, ma'am.
And like I said, I understand that it was not you. I'm not aggravated or anything with you. I appreciate your help today very much. But like I said, this is obviously a scam, and this is ridiculous because none of that is put forth in front.
Yes, ma'am, and I understand. But there won't be any further charges.
Okay. And then if these charges go back through, then I just have to what? Well, they can't charge that old card because it's closed, so I don't know how they're going to reverse charges on it.
Right, so we're not reversing any charges. It's going to be the bank reversing the refund that they gave. Because with you disputing it, of course, the bank would give a temporary credit while they research the dispute. And then after that, then they'll check with us to make sure that the charges are valid, which are most likely valid. And then the temporary credit that the bank gave would be refunded, but we're not refunding anything. And we're not billing anything because with you doing the dispute, we no longer have access to make any billings or anything. So once the temporary credits that they gave are basically taken back, it's not from us because we no longer can do anything with the funds.
Except for you'll receive those funds if they charge me. If they release hold, then they charge me anyway. Then you'll have that money. So then I have to call you guys back to get my full refund.
But once it's been disputed, we don't have access to the funds. We won't be able to assist with that.
Okay. Okay. I don't think I quite understand what all that makes sense, because you're going to get the money if the charges are reversed. If so, right now they've put a hold on the charges, but you're saying that if, since I've disputed them, if my credit card company says that no, those are valid charges, then you're going to get the money. So then I have to call back and get the refund directly from the company.
Right, but when you do a dispute, you block the merchant, so we wouldn't be able to refund anything.
Until it's all cleared up and you guys get refunded. Or the payment, I mean.
So basically, with the dispute being done, we're blocked. We're not able to make any charges. We're not able to take any funds, and we're not able to refund any funds. And so if the bank were to take their temporary credit back that they gave, and you were to call us to get a refund, we're not able to do that.
So then who gets the money? I don't understand. If they're going to charge me the $64 and the $69, I'm getting charged for it, but you're not getting the money? Who's getting the money?
Right, yes, ma'am. I'm not sure, but I could try to see if I can get that information for you. One quick moment.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for being patient. So once the temporary credit that the bank gave is taken back, we would get the funds, but we wouldn't be able to refund it due to the dispute because it's going to be frozen. So basically, your account with us is not going to exist or anything, so we wouldn't be able to refund those funds to you or bill anything.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll have to just see how that plays out then.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. And thank you for calling customer support. And I do hope you have a great rest of your day.
You too. Thank you for your help.
No problem.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.